everybody. This is Arcadia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO in Medford. And this is Radio Silence, a show where we fight the silence with Radio Racket. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. I hope you are having a lovely Monday afternoon. This is a really exciting show that we're going to do today because I've actually enlisted the help of all of my friends to come up with a set of songs that even I don't know most of them. I feel like usually when I'm sharing songs with you all on the radio, I'm usually playing songs that I've been loving recently. And so I wanted to kind of extend that and get a sample of what other people around me are loving at the moment. So I'm really hoping for a great range of different genres and, I don't know, energies. So we'll see what ends up happening. There's probably going to be like no flow of like energy throughout this. It's probably gonna be pretty choppy, but that'll be exciting. I also asked my friends to give me a little like reason why they're loving the song, so I'll probably be talking about that a bit either before or after we listen to it. So we're gonna start out with a song. I figured I'd just start with my own. I actually have been struggling with songs I've been loving recently, but I guess the song that sticks out to me is the song I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. This is from her new album, The Secret of Us, and I actually like don't listen to this album that much, but this one has kind of stuck out to me recently, and I actually listened to the Song Exploder episode about it, which was pretty cool to see the whole process of how she made it. And what I really liked about the song is the like timeline. She goes from like 2 Augusts ago, and then like 2 Augusts from now, so it's all these like you can like kind of see where things are, and I think it's a fresh perspective on like how you feel about an ex relationship or like something that used to be very like a negative energy in life, and how it can kind of shift and be like, I'm sorry, like actually I just want to be cool. So yeah, this is I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams.
August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home, you're in your pants, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for. You mean well, but aim low, and I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid. That's just the way life goes. I like to slam doors closed. Trust me, I know it's always about me. I love you, I'm sorry. 2 summers from now, we'll have been talking, but not all that often. We're cool now. I'll be on a boat. Going somewhere safe, and I'll have a drink. Wistfully lean out my window and watch the sunset on the lake. I might not feel real, but it's okay. Cause that's just the way life goes. I push my luck, it shows. Thankful you don't. Kill me. I love you, I'm sorry. You were the best, but you were the worst. As sick as it sounds, I loved you first. I was a f**k, it is what it is. I happen to kick the age-old curse. I tend to laugh whenever I'm sad. I stare at the crash, it actually works. Making amends that never ends. I'm wrong again, wrong again. The way life goes, joyriding down our road.
All right, so that was I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. And also I want to give credit to her friend Aubrey, who also helped write this song. And I think it's really cool that they worked together to like on the songwriting for a lot of the songs on this album. I think it's really cool that you can like work with your friend, and I think even some of the friend's vocals are on the track. So that's really cool. Up next, we have a song called On Naming by Michaela McVeigh and Twain. And this is a song that my friend Sophie recommended. She said, I'm completely obsessed with the song at the moment after a moment of barely caring about it. A month of barely caring about it. And I don't have a specific reason, but I feel like I never hear percussion quite like this. And I can't get it out of my head. So I'm excited to hear what this percussion is all about. And I like the name, On Naming. I don't really know where it's going to go, but I hope the lyrics will tell us. So this is On Naming by Michaela McVeigh and Twain.
Look at this thing closely, now see it out of frame. Let it burn inside your baby. So hard it'll stream away from you. Let it go and it comes back to you. But the name is to create, and the universe is
That was On Naming by Michaela McVeigh and Twain. Thank you, Sophie, for giving me such a lovely rec. I love how I feel like Sophie gets a lot of hate from our friends for listening to sad music, but I feel like she does recently have more like upbeat music. I feel like this almost has like a grooving kind of sad mellow vibe. There's a good groove to it though, and I hear what she's saying with the percussion, so a great new find for me. And here up next we have a song from Georgia. This is Never Need Me by Rachel Chinoriri. I'm not sure I said that right, but I'm excited to hear what it's about, and we'll hear what she has to say about the song afterwards. So let's start out by just listening, and then we can get into Georgia's thoughts following. Never Need Me, here we go. Rachel Chinoriri. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go. I love that song. So upbeat. Georgia says, it's kind of a bittersweet song lyrically, but upbeat sonically. And there's a part where it's her singing over just the drums, which I really, really, really like. I agree. I was super upbeat and fun to listen to, but then I was reading the lyrics and it's totally like got like two different energies, which are... I love when they kind of mix those two things and like can hold space for both of those in a song. So thanks Georgia for that recommendation. Up next we have a song called Don't Delete the Kisses by Aleph. No, by Wolf Alice. This is Valentina's rec, and it reminds her of spring break. And even though we are here doing our homework and struggling with the cold weather, it reminds her, and she can pretend that she's still in Miami. So here is "Don't Delete the Kisses" by Wolf Alice. That was "Don't Delete the Kisses" And I really enjoyed during that song the like different, I guess, lyrical styles that there were. So it was very like punchy with the, like, what if this is not meant for me? Versus like the, I guess, verses were more like kind of just like whispering, kind of a flow of like flow of consciousness, stream of consciousness, and just like lots of words, and that almost like fade into the background. And then the like, what if it's not meant for me, is so punchy in comparison. And so I feel like that was really interesting. And I actually, I love doing this because I didn't realize I knew that song, but I guess we listened to it over spring break, and it was nice to like finally put like a title and an artist to a song that I had heard before. Up next, we have a song called "Did You Love Somebody?" This is the version featuring Sir Chloe. This song is by Peach Pit, and yeah, I have loved this song for a while now, but Natalia was the one who actually sent it to me and was saying I would love it. And she was immediately right. I listened to it like for the first time. I was like, okay, we're putting this on repeat now. So I have played this on the radio before, but I'm excited to play it again. I just like love the song so much. So this is "Did You Love Somebody" by Peach Pit with a feature of Sir Chloe. Enjoy.
So soft and low, did you wake your loves that have come before? Did you bring all those songs you sing, or revive in some only songs for me? Did you love somebody only just for the rush like me? Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you wanna tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay, so go and say what you wanna sell me.
Beside your one so silently, did you pray to save yourself from grief? You don't know, love can break you. I'll take you home. Did you love somebody for to make your mistake, your fool? Feel the pale wind blow past you so right as you finish saying. Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. Let go, right as you feel.
was Did You Love Somebody feat. Sir Chloe, with the main artist being Peach Pit. I love listening to that song, and it always makes me want to sing along. I feel like it's like in that perfect sweet spot between like something that's like super mellow and something super upbeat, where it's like it's got some rhythm but it's not like overpowering you, and I feel like I'm able to like listen to the lyrics, and I don't know, it's just always so beautiful. So yeah, glad we could listen to that. And up next we have a song called Better When I'm Dancing. It's by Meghan Trainor, and this is a recommendation from Becca. So yeah, this song just never fails to make her happy. So we're gonna listen to Better When I'm Dancing, and then after that we'll be doing a quick little PSA. So let's listen. Better When I'm Dancing.
Just move your body, listen to the music, sing oh, hey, oh. Just move those left feet, go ahead, get crazy. Anyone can do it, sing oh.
Dancing. I hope you all were dancing about while listening to that one. And now it is time for our PSA. So it's starting to get nicer out, hopefully, at least. At least it's a little bit better here in Boston. And as such, we should all be walking around more and getting outside. So I'm going to read the pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. This is so true, everybody. It is always a little treacherous over here at Tufts with our huge intersection that sometimes takes multiple lights to cross. So everyone be careful and watch for, I don't know, pedestrians or cars, whichever one you are. Yes, so I hope everybody gets outside. Up next, we have Brother Joe by Ole 60. This is a suggestion by Sam. Let's take a listen, and then we'll hear what she has to say about it.
Brother Joe never had a life. He became a manic guy. Started preaching at the church down by mile marker 17. He works his days, he works his nights. Spends his time saving lives. When the day ends, he goes home to his beautiful family. His sweet, sweet Valerie. Well, she's the whole reason he ever found God in the first place. He thinks back to the first date. He was nervous, jumbling his words, sweating when he tried to flirt. But he just never seen a woman in the world as beautiful as her. She told him all about Jesus, the love he had to give. A few years have passed now and they're thinking about some kids. They popped out a couple few, sit up in the front pew. Every Sunday morning when he's in the pulpit spreading gospel to the room. Preacher man, he's so in love with God, his woman, his three sons. And every morning when he wakes, he thanks the good Lord up above. His life he lives won't end enough. Sometimes things get tough, but he does it for his Valerie who pulled him from the rough, yeah. He was writing them talking points for the sermon. Next week he was writing about forgiveness and rolling with the punches. If you catch one on the chin, you just gotta turn the other cheek. Phone started ringing. He was busy singing some old gospel hymn he learned from sweet, sweet Valerie. He checked to his calling. He knew something was off when saw the sheriff's office on the caller ID. He picked up the call and his heart started dropping. He don't get this way often, but he's gritting his teeth. Someone broke into the parsonage. The neighbors heard the popping. Before the lady finished, he was down on his knees. She told him they caught him. Two broken locks and three little bodies. Started preaching at the church down by mile marker 17.
All right, that was Brother Joe by Ole 60. And Sam said, this is an older favorite, really loves the storytelling, and I really like that the woman had such a positive impact on her husband. That was such a tragic story, but I do agree there was some great storytelling there. I feel like each line really contributed a lot to the story that we are hearing, but wow, that was so intense. Thanks, fam, for this rec, Brother Joe. And next up, we have the song Lena Grove dash Full Band by Eliza McLam. Yes, by Eliza McLam. And this is a rec from Rachel. She said the full band version, importantly, and just that she's been listening to this a lot the past 2 days and loves the themes of self-discovery and the summer road trip / like out in nature vibes. So I'm excited for that. I feel like when I was initially planning to or figuring out what I wanted to play on the radio today, I was like, ooh, it's starting to get warmer, like maybe some more like springy vibes, and I'm glad we're jumping into like the summer road trip kind of energy. And then she also said the outro is so good too. I love when songs end on what is basically a repetitive mantra. So let's see how this sounds. This is Lena Grove, full band version.
Sting of a permanent decision on the fleet.
All right. Sorry, we cut off a little bit of Lena Grove full band, but it was great. And up next, we have a song called Picture Window by Japanese Breakfast. This is a recommendation by Rebecca. And she said that it's her favorite from her new album. And I love her music for its dreamy sound, her unique vocals, and I always appreciate her introspective lyrics. So let's get listening. Picture Window by Japanese Breakfast. Was Picture Window by Japanese Breakfast. Guys, if you like listening, like what we're doing here at 91.5 FM, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click the donate button to see how you can help us keep it freeform. We are currently having our donations drive actually from April 1st, so starting tomorrow through April 7th. You can go onto WMFO and find out more about how you can support our station. So please go do that if you like listening to what we put on. Up next, we have a song called Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. I actually do know this song, but my sister Athena suggested it. She said I haven't heard it in a while, and it's a good background instrumental and bridge, and it is upbeat and fun, a good car listen. So I'm excited to hear this song again. This is Cough Syrup by Young the Giant.
Losing my mind, losing control. These fishes in the sea. losing my mind, losing control.
Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. I love that song. I love the lyrics in that song. I feel like it really plays into a little bit of like existentialism for me of like, where am I even going? And life is too short, so why should I care? But it's always great. So I'm glad we could listen to that one. Thank you, Athena. And up next, we have a song from my next sibling, Callista, Where is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. This is a song that she's been loving recently. And she said she likes that it's upbeat and empowering. So let's listen to it.
Trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends, not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world.
That is Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. I really enjoyed listening to that one. We have come to the end of our show, so we've only got one more song to play, a recommendation by my brother Russell. But first, I want to close out by saying thank you for listening. This is Radio Silence, a show where we fight the silence with Radio Racket. You've been listening to a bunch of recs from all of my close friends and family, and I hope we had a great sampling of the different things that people are loving these days. This is WFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Thank you all for tuning in, and we're going to close out with one more song called Far, Far Away by Wilco. And my brother just said that he's been listening to a lot more of their stuff again lately and forgot how much he liked their early stuff. So this is one of those. I hope everyone has a great, lovely week. And please join back in 2 weeks for one of the last few radio shows I'll be giving here at Tufts. So yes, please join for that in 2 weeks, Monday at 5 p.m. for Radio Silence. All right, this is Far, Far Away by Wilco. Enjoy.
Far, far away, in those city lights, they might be shining on you tonight. Far, far away. On the dark side of the moon, how long to hold you in my arms and sway, kiss and ride on the CTA. I need to see you tonight in those bright lights. Oh, I know it's right. Deep in my heart, I know it's right. time I get home to say goodnight. I need to see you again on the dark side. Dark side.
My Saturn has returned.